Our scripture reading this morning comes from Psalm 139, verses 7 through 10, and I invite you to hear these words. Where can I go from your spirit, or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and settle at the farthest limits of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me fast. This is the word of God for the people of God, for which we say, thanks be to God. Amen. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock, our redeemer, and the one who loves us always. Amen. We have been in the midst of a celebration this morning as we have welcomed our confirmands into membership here at St. Paul's. And over the next 25 to 35 minutes, I want to regale you of stories of membership, of Christian journey. Okay, it won't be that long. But in a few minutes, I want to invite you into an opportunity and to recognize a part that you are playing, not only in the journey of our confirmands, but in those whom encounter you, those who see you each and every day. In this month of May, throughout our sermon series in the sanctuary, we're focusing on John Wesley's understanding of the power of and presence of God's grace at work in our lives. And the first way that he describes God's grace being at work, he uses this term prevenient, this grace that comes before us. It's the power of God's presence in our lives, even when we are unaware of it. It's in each breath, in each heartbeat. God's grace is at work in the midst of the atoms that bind us together to make us who we are. It is the grace that is at work whether we are aware of it or not. It's the grace that as it moves within our lives, it begins to encourage in us those questions. Is there more than simply the things that I can see and hold? Is there meaning? Is there purpose to my life? Is there something greater than this? It's the invitation. The word that's used often is it's the wooing of God's love upon us. It's those moments, whether we are in nature and we're awed by a sunset or the stars at night or a beautiful sunrise if you're a morning person. It's those moments of compassion or service or sacrifice that seem to come out of the blue. It's the person who is there for you in that moment you need them. Maybe simply to be present in your life, to talk to you. It's that stranger who offers you a word of hope or encouragement that carries you through the rest of your day. It may be that cashier who, in the midst of that frustrated person, listens to them, doesn't respond to their anger or frustration, but does their best to help that person. That customer. I have such respect for the work of cashiers and those who are in the service industry because too often they deal with all of us, whether we're in a good mood or not, and sometimes they become the brunt of other people's frustrations. And so if I'm in line, I'm always amazed at how they care for that person who's struggling and always make it a point to say something to them. I appreciate your patience or I appreciate your grace because they became a moment of God's grace to that person, whether they knew it or not. Whether they are a Christian or not, God used them in that moment to make a difference. Our confirmands have come to this moment in their life because of the grace that they've experienced through each of you, and in particular, through their parents and family. They have noticed the power of God at work in their lives, and so they are in the midst of this journey of following Jesus Christ as we are. All of us, in some way, making that decision to be a sign of God's grace and love to the people around us. But aware of this, that we are also receiving those signs. It may be in the midst of music or a movie. It may be in the midst of a scripture passage that just tugs at your heart. It may be in those moments where you know that you're loved, where you know that the people around you truly care for you, that they will be there for you. That as my mom would say to my sister and I during our teenage years, I not only love you, I like you. That was saying something because I was a piece of work as a teenager. Just ask my sister, not only my parents. But those are moments of God's grace. Those are moments where God is speaking to us and inviting us into this journey. George Acevedo, in his book, A Graceful Life, says this. He says, everyone loves Jesus. They just don't know it yet. And part of our journey as Christians, as followers of Jesus Christ, is to help those around us begin to identify who it is that they love, this God that cares for them, this God who has given everything for them so that they may have life and have it abundantly, this God who offers us peace in the midst of anxious times, forgiveness in the midst of our brokenness, a God who gives us a vision and a purpose when we feel like we may be just kind of bouncing around not knowing what next to do. This is the life into which we have welcomed our confirmands in 2019. It's into this journey that we take with you. You will teach us. We will learn from you as you experience God and relay your experiences of God to us. We will be in ministry together. We will help those who are hurting. We will respond to the cries of the needy. We will be God's good news to all people who are seeking God's love. You, along with us, will be that open door of invitation saying that everyone is welcome to the table of communion. Everyone is welcome to this journey of following Jesus Christ. It is the power of God's grace at work in each and every one of us, and in particular in the midst of you, our confirmands. This is such a special day because we celebrate that work of grace. It is unending. It was at work in you long before you even knew God. It was at work in your parents' love for you. It's at work in you now. As you grow, as you learn, as you become the young men and young women that God is calling you to be, as you discover each and every day a new talent, a new ability, greater knowledge, greater wisdom. It's there when you help your parents or your brothers or sisters. It's there when you love one another. So I invite you to continue this journey. Continue in youth group and in Sunday school and vacation and Bible school, serving in the ways that you will serve in ministry and mission here at the church. Engage us, question us, help us to become better Christians. Help me to become a better follower of Jesus Christ. I look forward to this journey that we will share together because it's amazing. It's lifelong. In fact, it continues long after this life. It is a journey where we have the opportunity to grow in the knowledge and love of God and to be that good news of Jesus to those around us. So this morning we celebrate each and every one of you, our confirmands. We celebrate the journey that you are on and the journey that we will take together. Because when we gather at the table and share communion, friends, we gather at a table that is open to everyone because everyone has been touched by God's grace. And so I invite us now into this word of prayer, and then following this word of prayer, we'll transition into our sacrament of Holy Communion. We'll be using the musical response in our red hymnal found on pages 24 and 25. We will use these words of liturgy to be reminded about how great God's love is for us, that God loves us to death and beyond in Jesus Christ, and that God gives us life now and life always in his name. Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you that indeed we are touched and enlivened by your grace, that you are at work in the world around us and you are at work in us even now. May we be bearers of this grace. May we be signs of your good news. May our confirmands, Lord, our newest members, along with each and every one of us, be a sign of God's love in this world. May we be that hope and that peace. May we be a sign of your promise that your love is for everyone. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Amen.